This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The lug nuts tightened up on all four wheels. Good, good. The alignment done.
Good. So we go down straight. Okay, good, good. Welcome, everybody. We got this bad boy all lined up and ready and going, and we got the lug nuts tight now. Oh, thanks, you guys. The crew here has got everything all tightened up and going. Good. Oh, that's what I'm talking about. Welcome to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. The vehicle that takes you down, well, memory lane, maybe. Takes you down the new lane, the brand new lane that is out there today. That's come knocking at our door. Oh, it's just time's flying, isn't it? Oh, my goodness. It's amazing how many years have flown by from the years of points and condenser and no clear coat paint jobs on your car to the wraparound back window to the wraparound front windshield to the AM radios that had the dial that you had to turn. I still have some of those in my old cars. I enjoy them. Love the sound of the antenna that's mounted on the right front fender that you extend up, and it's so strong you could literally grab it and throw your body around it. It's that strong. Today's antennas, anyway, they do work, though. That's all that matters, and I want to thank you for listening on that antenna, coming into the Greasy Garage Studio with me each and every week. Here at Auto World, broadcasting, of course, in the Greasy Garage Studio this week from the Auto World Plaza. Thank you for taking your time out to climb into the studio with me. Sitting in the normal, what the heck? We've got the teletype going off. Something's coming on. Let me go over here and grab it.
Got it. There it is.
Got it. Whoa. Yeah, you never know when that teletype's going to go off here at the Greasy Garage Studio. It just did. Coming in from the teletype, Mercedes-Benz. The next generation. What? The Mercedes-Benz USA introduces the next generation Mi Connect app. It's called a Mi Connect app. And what that's all about is, you know, your cell phone again. Those apps that you have on your cell phone. Available in the app stores right now, I guess, for model year 2019 and newer. All the way from 2019 all the way up into the new year, 2021, knocking at the door. The newer Mercedes-Benz, of course, the Mercedes-AMG and the Mercedes-Maybach vehicles. This is new generation offers an improved user experience along with new features. What's this all about? Well, let me tell you. Coming in from the teletype, a lot of paper here. I'll just cut through the BS, and get right down to what it is. Well, the Mercedes-Benz Mi Connect app was first introduced back in 2016, folks, as a connected car application for both Android and the iOS devices that you're listening to when you call somebody, and it's in your right or left hand, that enabled your vehicle owners to manage many different aspects of their vehicle from virtually anywhere through the cell phone. The next generation Mercedes Mi Connect app has been redesigned from the ground up and serves as a mobile extension of the vehicle. New with this version is the ability to now pair most vehicles and active services directly through the app without requiring a separate visit to your dealership. Bingo. Your cell phone is now going to be connected to your, through the app, so your car can talk to who? The dealer. To help you get fixed. Mercedes Mi Connect app offers many connected car features, providing customers the added convenience and flexibility of a remote vehicle management, including what? Remote engine start through your cell phone, remote door lock and unlock, and vehicle status. That's right, kind of like the doctor, you know, the health of your vehicle. This is paired with additional vehicle data such as mileage, fuel level, tire pressure, fluid levels, providing customers with the peace of mind knowing they have everything needed for their next drive. If it arises. And it will. You're going to have to go to the grocery store, I'm telling you, to get some food to eat. Mercedes-Benz Mi Connect app Check it out. Hey, even if you don't have a Mercedes-Benz, why not check it out? It doesn't cost you anything. Go to your Play Store and just look for that Mercedes Me app. Me Connect app. Interesting. You never know what's going to come through the teletype here on Auto World. You never know what's going to happen with these car manufacturers, what they're going to bring to us. It's kind of almost scary. Oh, don't get scared. It's not Halloween. Again, I appreciate it. We pulled Auto World away from the curb. We are now rolling down. We're in sixth gear, and we're going good. And I absolutely want to thank you for being here, be a part of the show. You can, at any one point in time, share with me your problems with your cars, your trucks, your lawnmower, your snowmobile, because we could be in winter, we could be in summer. We never know where you're at. See, I'm very honored and proud to have a lot of affiliates that take Auto World, and thank you. I do appreciate that. And with that said, let's do a shout-out. A shout-out to a brand-new affiliate that here this last week, WGCL 1370 AM. Thank you. This is a radio station in Bloomington, Greenwood, Columbus, Bedford, Indiana. Good to have each and every one of you along, each and every one of the towns. And the towns I didn't mention, I'm sorry, I can't mention all of you, but thank you, because there's a lot of you in between all those towns with car problems. And if you even have a story, I do appreciate your stories here at Auto World. To get in touch with me at any time is 855-660-4261. And or, of course, my email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Now, with that said, the second hour of Auto World, we're going to go to the email bag, of course, and share some more emails with you and help. Maybe it might be one of them, or we might want to fix somebody's problemo, like we did the first hour with carbon buildup causing a lot of piano noise. Let's get these babies fixed. But here, the second hour, I want to ask you, what's it stand for? What's it stand for? FRS, under the Toyota brand. Under the Toyota brand, what does FRS stand for? Who made it? Toyota. Toyota did make the FRS. A lot of history behind that FRS, under the Toyota. But I want to ask you again, what's it stand for? FRS. Frank, Robert, Sam. It doesn't stand for that. I'm just saying it's Frank, Robert, Sam. It's the three letters, FRS. Under the Toyota brand, 855-660-4261. And or my email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Here also, we started a new little game here in Auto World, the Auto World Plaza. Sometimes when we have too much oil and grease smell around us and brake clean smell and that WD-40 smell, you know. Whoa. Oh, we kind of get kind of crazy sometimes when we come up with some crazy things. And this is not crazy. This is a good game. This is a good game. It's called Pick and Tell. Pick and Tell. What's that? I said Pick and Tell. Oh, I'm going to pick, Mark here, I'm going to pick a year. And you're going to tell me what was your favorite car for that year. And I know each and every one of you. Now, it might not be your first car for the year that I'm going to pick here in a second. It might not be your second car, third car. But each and every one of us had a vehicle that we kind of, you know, maybe wish we could get or wanted, or why didn't I keep it type of story. I had one, but I couldn't keep it because life happens. And with life happens, there's other things that we sometimes have to sell, our metal and our fiberglass and our plastic or whatever the car's made out of. To make life better. So, but there's a lot of great stories. I do know each and every one of you've got a story behind. I found my car, Mark. I had it when I was first 17 years old. I had my first car, and I had to sell it when I was 20, or I went into the service, etc. And had to, my parents sold it. Maybe that's a story. And you're now 65, 70, maybe 80. It doesn't matter. And you bought your car back. You found that car. Then I'd love to share your story with all of our other listeners, our great members of Auto World out there. So please, let's share them here at Auto World. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Let's pick the year of 19... No, let's go 2001. We'll be right back, right after this break.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Love those Lincolns. Oh, I love those Lincolns. Always have, and Lincolns have changed a little bit. They're looking really good now. Well, they looked really good in the yesteryears. We've got a 52 Lincoln, one of the town cars here, the Suicide Doors Continental, actually, excuse me. The trunk is full of gifts and goodies, and delivering David, he beat the living daylights out of to get the trunk open where I put the gifts in years ago. And he got her open, that's where all the gifts are. They're a little bit moist, wet, and all that from the rain and the snow here in Boise, Idaho. But, hey, that's okay. We'll get them dried out and send them to you. That rusty hubcap. Oh, yeah. Cracked windshield. Hey, welcome back, folks. Good to have you along here at Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. I got that trivia question here answered by an email that we shot out the first hour. Let's get this answered. And that question was, of course, Trey in the first hour, too, one of our charter members, he answered Toby Halicki. And that is absolutely right for the first. Well, let me shoot the question out here first. Who played the lead actor in the movie Gone in 60 Seconds? And I never added in there as the new version of Gone in 60 Seconds. But, hey, we got two winners on the Trey in Southern Illinois, listening to us in Southern Illinois. He actually is right. Toby Halicki on the first movie, Gone in 60 Seconds. And it looks like we've got Mary, and she is, oh, it's time for a shout-out. She says it, the lead actor, Mark, Nicolas Cage. You're absolutely right. Absolutely right, and I want to thank you for listening. Oh, got to do shout-out. Shout-out! She says, listen, over here in Massachusetts. Well, I want to do a shout-out to one of our good affiliates, WNNW, 102.9 FM, Lawrence Lowell, Andover, Massachusetts. Thank you. And all of the cities, of course, and then everywhere between there. Thank you for tuning in. And appreciate you answering that, and you're absolutely right. Now, go ahead and shoot me another email with your address, where you'd like me to send a couple wash goodies here from McGuire's. I got a little bit of Mother's, and I've actually got some wash drops left, too. From years ago, wash drops that never go, you know, just like our coupons here in Auto World, they're good forever. Wash drops is a product that you dump in a little plastic bucket and you throw the garden hose away first off. Just go over to your kitchen sink. So if you're in an apartment and you got your hot rod out front, you know, and you don't have, you're in an apartment and you're on the 15th floor, maybe the fourth floor, doesn't matter what floor you're on, but you go get you a plastic bucket. That's all you need. I'll send you some wash drops. You drop about 4 or 5 ounces of wash drops in a bucket, fill it full of water at the kitchen sink, carry it out there, and wash your car. No hose needed. Good stuff. Hey, then that does it for that trivia question for the first hour, too. So let's get back to that. I picked the year in our new Auto World game, Pick and Tell. I'm going to pick a year, and you're going to tell me, call me, email me, tell me your favorite car for that year, and I picked the year 2001. What was your first, what was your favorite car for the year 2001? Our phone number here at Auto World since 1992, 855-660-4261. Email's good all the time. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. And again, a little housekeeping. You can reach me at, you can Google Auto World Podcast right up on the very top. You don't have to hunt. It's just right there. Click it anytime and you'll see some pictures of me, probably in a different couple settings. I think we even got one out there from General Motor George of me sitting behind in the greasy garage sitting behind all the radio equipment. Anyway, do Facebook, Mark Evans, and welcome again. Definitely go to Auto World Radio Facebook. And, of course, coming soon, the AutoWorldMedia.com website. But with the Auto World Media name, go over to Instagram, folks. You'll love what I've been putting up there at the Instagram site. Auto World Media is the address there. Got a little trivia here. Do you like really driving or steering your car? I bet you do. But did you ever really think about where the power steering came from? Yeah. The gentleman in the first row, he's saying, it's coming from underneath the hood, Mark. It's got a rubber belt hooked to it. Well, you're right. You smarty. Hey, serpentine belt, that is. But the old cars had an old rubber V-belt. Yeah, but it's, no, I'm getting right down to the nuts and the bolts here on this power steering word. P.S. No, hey, yeah, you did put that on your letters back in the day at the end of the letter. I think you did. Yeah, I did. I hope you're still writing letters, folks. Write a letter to your neighbor. Write a letter to your relative. Write a letter to your friend and say thank you. Thanks for being my friend. You won't believe how far that goes. Power steering, 1951. Automobile power steering is first offered on the Chrysler Imperial models. Developed during World War II for the use on military vehicles, it becomes very popular, of course, and is used on every single car today. 1951. Thank you, Chrysler Imperials. Oh, that was a good car. Woo, big one. The back seat was kind of like a couch. Now, you're asking yourself, or scratching your head. Yep, there goes more hair off my head. 1951, why'd they use the Chrysler Imperial? Well, more than likely, in my guesstimate, my guess here at the Greasy Garage Studio, I know the Chrysler Imperial was a big car, a lot of metal, four-door. The trunk on that bad boy was big. I think you could put a smart car in the trunk if they were that big. Why did they develop it during World War II to put on military vehicles? Because they're big and heavy. You can't turn the big and heavy with two arms manually. It hurts. Or with some of you, I guess if you, maybe I could come on over and take my knife and cut the serpentine belt and make it no zip, sail goodbye to power steering and make it manual by just getting rid of the belt. Or maybe some of you've got power steering fluid out and it's squalling like, you know what? Put some fluid in it. Get the power steering back. Isn't that nice? One finger turning. See, the bigger they were, the harder they were to turn. Of course, if it's hard to turn, you would have to throw away your gym membership and save $9.95 a month because your steering wheel's giving you the workout, huh? Whew, no thanks. That's dangerous. In fact, let me go down that road real quick. Let's go down the road of dangerous. See, today's, even back to the word Lincoln, you might not have known this, but a lot of the cars today, about 84% of them, has got power assist steering. No, I'm carrying the power steering a little bit farther now. That means that do you ever notice when you're in that Lincoln, that new Lincoln you just bought or thinking about buying it? By the way, we're going to be talking about new cars and when's the best time to maybe buy a car. But let's get back to the power steering. You got power assist. It turns easier when you're parked, and when you go out on the freeway, it turns perfect too because it's hooked to your ABS brake system, causing it to steer easy because it can test, goes to the ABS and says, hey, your wheels aren't turning, causing it to turn into easier power steering when you're parked because the wheel's not turning. And when you're out in the freeway and the wheel's spinning really fast, you definitely don't want a one-finger touch there, do you, to turn off into the borrow pit? No. So this ABS brake system says hello to the power assist and makes it harder to steer. Anyway, we're going to get off the power steering topic when we come back. What? Reese's Pieces? Oh, those are so good. All those different colors. We're going to come right back, right into the Greasy Garage Studio. I'm Mark Evans.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, there's a lot to think about when you're getting on
the road. I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Frontsight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
All we had to get that stupid thing back up on the rubber tire. And it was that hard.
USA Radio News.
Crazy.
I'm Jeremy Scott. A random shooting inside a bowling alley in Rockford, Illinois last night killed three people and wounded three more. Police said today that behind the trigger was a serviceman on active duty in the U.S.
Here's
Army.
The suspect that was taken into custody has been identified as 37-year-old Duke Webb.
You have to have enough
Mr. Webb is a resident of the state of Florida.
Not the freeway.
He's a current active military member, and we are in contact with the U.S. Army regarding his military status.
Rockford Police Chief Chief Dan O'Shea says the upstairs bar was operating within COVID restrictions with a limited number of people. Federal agents have raided the home of 63-year-old Anthony Quinn Warner, a person of interest in the Christmas morning bombing in downtown Nashville that injured three people, damaged dozens of buildings, and set cars and property ablaze. Investigators are looking into reports that he was paranoid with 5G. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. Okay, and so with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you?
Now you gotta buy a Honda. I don't think
so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
And then the second thing is,
my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy.
They're thinking you're going to pull wheelies on that big old Honda Gold wing.
Of Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. Ugh. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
It's kind of like you buying a Corvette.
800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
If you can stay off the speed. Oh, this hot cocoa tastes good. I like rich, thick hot cocoa. Goes good with popcorn. Oh, but the Reese's Pieces, oh, those are good too, aren't they? Hey, welcome back. Good to have you along here at Auto World. We pulled it over to the curb for just a couple seconds, and we're back now. We're in third gear, and we're going to hit the sixth gear before the hour's up and over with. Definitely. I appreciate you taking the time to be with me. I'm Mark Evans, your host that lives and breathes cars, been doing it for 45 years now, touching and tasting and fixing and listening to the stories, the communication between customers. Yes, customers standing there in the greasy garage talking about their problems with their cars. And one thing about the car world, the auto world that you are in, and you are in it, you're listening to it, and you're in it. Auto World here is, what is it? It's interactive, informative, all things automotive. But so is your auto world at home. You got the same problem as your neighbor or the neighbor that's maybe 3 miles away from you. Or in this case, when you're listening, we've got the whole entire world here. Folks, here on Auto World, affiliates throughout the United States, of course, and even down in the Virgin Islands. So we've got a lot of friends, and if you've got a problem, share it, because I know and guarantee you this: there's probably more than one person out there that has the same problem with their automobile that you're having going on right now. The longer a mechanic like myself, a technician, whatever you'd like to call us, a grease monkey, that's fine, because we do get dirty, we do get greasy, because cars are dirty. The difference between, you know, brain surgeons and doctors at the hospital and mechanic and technicians, they deal in that red stuff, and we deal in the black stuff. And you know what I'm talking about. We both have to stay clean. Because you do not want grease on your steering wheel, do you? Oh, the days of grease on the door handles. The fingerprints on the hood. The fingerprints on the fenders. I do not like those kind of mechanics. Okay, let's get to the Reese's Pieces. Orange, chocolate, green, Oh, they're brown and orange, I believe. Aren't they the Reese's Pieces? No, this is Auto World. So I'm going to shoot you with this, with the Reese's Pieces. How many pieces are in your vehicle? What? Huh? Yeah, I'm talking pieces. How many pieces do you think are in your vehicle, your car, your truck? You know, that thing that has the steering wheel? Make a guess. Get that pen and paper out, like I said at the first hour here in Auto World. Start thinking about that, and if you know, you don't have time to go out and count each and every piece, but think about that. When you do grab that door handle on that driver's door like we did here at Auto World to get the show started and to climb into the cockpit in the Greasy Garage studio, how many pieces are just in the driver's door? That's a lot of pieces. And then think about this for a minute. And I'm talking pieces in the engines. I'm talking about pieces in the transmissions and the rear ends, the differentials, the front ends, front wheel drives, underneath the dash, in the dash, underneath the back seat. I'm talking the whole thing, the whole kit and caboodle, those Reese's Pieces. In fact, I bet you'll find some Reese's Pieces underneath the driver's seat, won't you? Yeah, you've been... Hey, that's okay. I might even have a few under my driver's seat, too. They're good. But did you ever think about how many Reese's Pieces were in your vehicle? And now let me do some really heavy thinking here on you. I hate to have you heavy think on a weekend, but we're going to do it. Think about the pieces and write that number down and share it with me. But then think about how many people it takes to make all those pieces and to put those pieces in that car and that truck. That's some pretty heavy stuff there, isn't it? Let's unpack it, though. Let's unpack that all here at the very end of Auto World number two. Let's do that. So write down the number, what you think. This is kind of like the lottery. And no, I don't have lottery money to give you, but would love to hear how many numbers you think you have in your car. The number here at Auto World is 855-660-4261. And of course the email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. One word, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And, oh, by the way, for the delayed stations that take Auto World through other days of the week, during the middle of the week, or at the end of the week, first of the week, different hours. Don't get mad about if that phone you call, because I'm promoting the phone number and nobody's there because you're taking our affiliates. I'm very proud to have them. They're taking the show at delayed time, so you can always reach me at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And I'm going to carry these questions all the time. I carry them out throughout the week and 2 weeks and even the month. I don't throw this away. I take notes. It's on paper, etc. Into the file it goes, and I make sure that I do honor what I say with the gift word. So if you want to say that you've got 2 trillion parts of Reese's Pieces of pieces in your vehicle, do answer it, and I do have some great goodies for you. Now let's get back to that brand new game here on Auto World. Also, pick and tell, pick and tell, pick and tell. Yes, I'm going to pick the year. I picked 2001 is the year. And you tell us here on Auto World, tell me, please, what was your favorite car for that year, 2001? Now, with that said, I do have an email. It just came in, actually, from, well, look at there. It's Sally. Well, Sally, thank you. Goodness, good, great compliment. She says, love your show. Appreciate that. Thank you, Sally. And she's listening to us in Oklahoma, Oklahoma City. Hey, good to have you along. Let's do another shout-out. Woo! Love doing shout-outs to our affiliates. Shout-out to KZLS, 1640 AM, Oklahoma City, Edmond, Stillwater, Oklahoma. Good to have, and all the towns around there now, too. And welcome aboard. Welcome. You're now all a member here, of course. Have been a member. Oklahoma City has been. And appreciate you taking the show. Of course, a great radio station there. And, Sally, you're saying that the 2001, your favorite car was the Pontiac Grand Am because it was your first car. That's how you do it, folks. Yes, the 2001 Pontiac Grand Am. Sally, you're absolutely right. First off, is your first car. So I think all of us, our first car is a special little treat for each and every one of us. Sally, now that, do you believe that 2001 Pontiac Grand Am was a collector car? Or maybe not. And another question for you, Sally. I don't know if you still have it or not. You didn't type that in. And so you always, send it back. Let me know. if you still have it or not. 2001 Pontiac Grand Am. It's got some years on it there. I'm sure your casino wheel's pretty high if you still have it. And I'm sure that that's the odometer I'm talking about. And the Pontiac Grand Am, boy, I could go down memory lane there. We did do, and we still are, actually working on them. The V6 that's in them, of course, front-wheel drive. And they were a pretty good car. I can tip my hat to them. They're selling. Yeah, I can say 2001. They're pretty decent. You had the Grand Am and a couple other models had the same parts and pieces on them. So we had the same questions a lot. I know that the air intake plenum used to carbon up quite a bit. We used to, you know, have to do some 44K BG product, fuel and cleaner, that, in fact, one of our charter members talked about live, Frank. And by the way, I might as well do a shout-out here to Frank. Trey says, hi, Frank. Both of our listeners there are charter members, and Frank brought up 44K like I am now, and it helped him. And now Trey is using it down in southern Illinois on his cars, and it does work. It's a good, gets the carbon out, keeps those injectors clean, and I do know that the 2001 Pontiac Grand Am had a problem with those, and also an oil leak. Oh, I hated this oil leak, though. They didn't have a distributor, but they had a plug, and I can go, I'm just going to call it a plug. And that plug was in that top of that block on the back of the engine. Now, it's a front-wheel drive, so that motor was sitting there east and west, is how we call it, meaning driver's to passenger side. The side of the engine was looking at the front of the radiator. That's why we call it east and west. But the plug, oh, those O-rings on that plug always leaked. And it caused oil to drip down on top of from the top of the engine all the way down, from the transmission down. And everybody thought their transmissions were leaking. And that O-ring was a booger to get to. It's not easy to get to that popcorn, though. And I'm going to go get some more. Grab some Reese's Pieces. We're going to be right back here on Auto World. I'm Mark Evans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Satellites, they're everywhere. Satellites upstairs, up in the air. Talking about satellites, this is some news. I don't know if I shared this with everybody here at Auto World, but I'm going to now. Why not? Satellite, because of the Plymouth satellite. Well, there's a lot of satellites now above where I'm sitting. I'm, of course, sitting in the Greasy Garage studio in the Auto World Plaza. Where? Boise, Idaho. Above me in the state of Idaho, Elon Musk, the owner, CEO, of course, the founder of Tesla. I don't know if you did see that or not. He shot a whole bunch of satellites, about 60 of them, 60 satellites above me. What for? Well, for free internet. Yes, he's doing another step. He's trying to figure it all out. So we all, he's planning on putting more satellites throughout the globe, the world, for all of us to have free internet. I don't know about all that, but I do know there's more satellites up there. We actually saw them the other night, a couple of them. I don't know, maybe I was drinking too much. No, no. Sitting here with my hot mocha, hot chocolate right now. Good to have you along right here on Auto World. Be a part of the show. Become a member at no cost. I will accept your Visa or MasterCard number, but I will never use it. AutoWorldRadio at Yahoo.com. One word, folks. AutoWorldRadio at Yahoo.com. I always love your emails, your stories. It makes my week, and it makes my weekends also, right here live from the Auto World Plaza on Genesis Communications Network. The phone number, 855-660-4261. We'll do a little shout-out here for Auto World. We're going to be a little celebration, I believe, yeah, next week. How many episodes? Quite a few. And I'm going to do a little celebration. Why not? Tip our hat to ourselves. And all the people behind Auto World. Okay, let's get back to those Reese's pieces. Have you wrote down the number? How many pieces you think that are in your vehicle? Share it with me. AutoWorldRadio at Yahoo.com. How many pieces does it take to make a, or how many pieces are in that vehicle, that car or truck? And then you got the engine. Include all those now, okay? Include the engine, the transmission, the differential, the front differential, the transaxle, the wheels, the lug nuts, the brake springs, the brake shoes. How about that heater core? What about 2 gallons of antifreeze? Uh-oh, did I forget the 6 quarts of oil in the engine? But did you forgot? Put down this number, because I know I've been giving you at least 20 minutes here to figure out how many pieces. And if you do want to add the Reese's pieces that's underneath the driver's seat, please do. But I'm talking about the car parts, the truck parts, the pieces. I'm talking about add this in, 16 quarts of transmission fluid that's in your transmission.
What?
Yeah. How about the torque converter? The torque converter is what mounts up to the back of the flywheel. See, you forgot the flywheel. Add the flywheel to those pieces, and then the torque converter mounts up to that. You got six more bolts there that hold the torque converter onto the flywheel. The torque converter then slides into the transmission. The transmission then is there, of course, mounted to what? If it's a front-wheel drive, to the CV. This is what I'm talking about, a whole bunch of mechanical organ jargon words. You might not understand all of them. That's why I'm here, to help you understand why, what. What does that repair bill mean? What's the words stand for? Why does it cost so much? Mark, well, that's part of the Reese's Pieces. The pieces, the casino wheel that keeps getting higher and higher numbers as you start it up and enjoy the smell of the fumes. Oh, yeah, the Hellcat burning rubber. The smell of rubber burning. Yeah, if you get an electric car, Toyota Prius, Axelrod Alex has one. It works good. Yes. And if you want to make it smell really good, go to the upholstery shop. Ask them for some upholstery clippings, you know, that they're cutting the upholstery with, the leftover scraps. Put it in a bag, leave the bag open, and put it underneath the driver's seat or the passenger seat. Because if you got an electric seat, you might wrap the bag around the motor, and then you'll be calling who? Me. Hey, I've been there. I've seen that. My seat doesn't want to go forward, Mark. Why? Can you look at it? Sure. I look down in there, and what do I find? A whole bunch of Reese's Pieces wrappers wrapped around the worm gear. McDonald's wrappers and Burger King wrappers, and I'm doing some selfless plugs for the fast foods. Okay, I'll get off of that. Hello, trivia here, Auto World, right here, right now. 1899. Boy, that was a couple years back, wasn't it? 1899, the first United States woman's driver's license is acquired by Mrs. John Phillips. Well, that's what it said anyway, on the license. She was living in Chicago at the time. She got the first women's driver's license in 1899. Little trivia. Always like doing a little trivia here on Auto World. Absolutely. Now, I'm going to give you a little bit of, while you're writing that down, and I've got an email here right now. Let's go to it. Roger says, this is how many pieces I have in my Chevy truck, Mark. Roger, you didn't give me the year of the truck. Darn it. Oh, well. Let's just go with Chevy truck, like Roger just said. This is how many pieces, as you're asking, that's in my Chevy truck. There's 400,000, Mark, is what he's guessing. Roger. Ooh, you're close. You're close. You actually went over what it is, Roger. Sorry. You went over. That's okay. I do have some great gifts for you to keep that Chevy truck good and clean. And I might even throw a bag of Reese's Pieces in there. Why not? Oh, Roger, you say you're listening in Reno, Nevada. Thank you. Hey, let's do a shout-out. Woo! Another shout-out to Reno. Oh, my gosh, not only Reno, but let's do the affiliate first. KNNR. 1400 AM, Reno, Sparks, Sun Valley, Carson City, Nevada. Good to have each and every one of you along. Appreciate that. Good to have you along, Roger, and thank you for bringing Nevada to Auto World with some Reese's Pieces. No, 400,000. That's quite a bit. And if you really think about behind the pieces of the automobile or the car, the truck that you're driving to and from, sure, there's a lot of pieces to break in there. Like I said, just get back to the driver's door. A lot of pieces. But let's think about this. I want to do a salute, literally a salute. I get my right hand up. Everybody put the right hand up. Let's do a salute to you, the people behind the automobile who make the automobile, the engineers, hundreds and hundreds of suppliers, the manufacturers that make the parts and pieces, the inventors that had to think about the part and piece. How does this all start anyway? How many people are behind each and every part? Ask yourself that. The third hour, we're going to answer that question here on Auto World, so that's coming up. How many people are involved with the automobile? And I'm going to share with you, I'm going to share with you how many parts and pieces are in there, roughly, because, yes, have I? Some of you, the lady here in the second row, she says, have you tore a car apart all the way and counted each and every piece? No! No, I haven't! I don't want to do that! I've had a lot of pieces and parts off a car, but, boy, I do not have enough bullpen to pull a car apart here at the Greasy Garage Studio. Well, that would be kind of fun, though. But I've had a lot of parts and pieces in my hand. So the third hour coming up, we're going to share the number with you, and I want you to share the number you still think it might be. How many pieces are in your car and truck here on Auto World? Auto World Radio, yahoo.com. And the number again is 855-660-4261. Okay. Now, with that said also, folks, coming up the third hour, what do we got going on? Oh, I got another thing that I want to share with you. The longest surviving cars of all time. Think about that for a minute. The longest surviving cars of all time. And, of course, we didn't get to the second hour here. We didn't get to the what happened on this week in automotive history. We're going to get to that. And, oh, I can't hardly wait for this, the hours that it takes to do what? Okay, I'll spill the beans. The hours that it takes to build a vehicle. Oh, the parts. How many pieces are in the car, the truck? How many people built the car or truck? And now we're going to get to the third hour, the hours that it takes to build a vehicle. Think about that for a minute. Get your pen and pencil out. Start writing down some numbers for me and share it with us here on Auto World. Again, I want to thank everybody. The garage door is going down. We've pulled it back over to the curb, put it in park, P for park. And that's what it stands for, P for park. I want to thank everybody that helps me, of course, put the Auto World show on. Axelrod Alex, the main and best producer there is. General Motor George, my chief engineer. He keeps me wired. Audi Adam, always out taking care of the affiliates. Oh, yes, don't forget Bailey Bryan. He's bending the rules to make me look good on the GCN website. He's the webmaster, my customer care expert. Who cares, Willie? Drive safe, everybody. Motor on. This has been a Loose Nut production.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.